Gavin, I play keyboards and sing.
I'm Nathaniel, I play guitar and sing our dead song.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is the Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the show. This is me, Jay Brodowski, your host as always here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia at Columbia University. This is the Art Show. That is the show with the intro with me. This show, and everything we do and our broadcast range, unless you're listening online, hello, international or national or faraway listeners. This is taking place on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belongs to the Musqueam, the Squamish, the Kwikwetlem, and the Tsleil-Waututh. So keep that in mind as we explore the events happening around this fine, very fun, fantastic city of Seoul, Vancouver, and beyond. Again, which only really features the West, because that's the only place I really have my radar out there. Again, if you know of any places out there in the Sticks being past Burnaby, or like, I don't know, Poco? What's up with Poco? There's got to be fun stuff to do in Poco, right? Right? Anyways, we're going to take a few messages, we'll be right back.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes, using screen time, is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or the CCB, is a group run by the blind, for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Toboggans went flying.
Hello and welcome back. After the short messages. Let's just get back on this one. Yeah. Here we go. That's a bit more my speed. We're back in Flute Land, musically speaking, back on West, because it's doobie spring. And let's some listings here, listener. Hope you're doing all right. Starting us off today, Thursday night, the 3rd of April. Holy cow, time flies. Nameless. What was it? Yeah, Nameless Friends. They're coming in from London, Ontario. So they're playing over at the Red Gate with Felicia and the Jazz Rejects, and Cat Larson as well. Yeah, we'll check out some music from them in just this little set. They'll be coming in with some indie rock, hard rock, also tagged with groovy. We'll see how groovy. So tune in for that in a little bit here. They're playing a little bit tonight. 8 o'clock door time. Showtime is 8:45. Be there. Once again, Nameless Friends, Felicia and the Jazz Rejects, and Kat Larceny all doing their respective things at the Red Gate. Let's see, what's the closest one? Down at the Cobalt. They have a fundraiser for the Distro Disco. Very exciting. They do a lot of good work getting people hooked with some stuff here to keep them alive. So that's always a plus. Check it out. On deck, there is Carly V, Bill Cannon, Plow, along with DJ Treachery on the ones and twos and the in-betweens. So that should be fun. And you can feel good about it. Feel some money in the hands of people who are helping out neighbors down here in the downtown east side and beyond. Once again, Carly V, Bill Cannon, and Plow, and DJ Treachery at the Cobalt for the Distro Disco fundraiser. Next, Take Your Time, 3 Days of Blue. Blue, I mean, I like cobalt. Cyan, I guess, is with blue. MB. Oh, robin egg blue, that's a good one. What's your favorite color of blue? You can drop us a text. 778-782-2573 if you want that. If you get in the chat here about your favorite color of blue. 778-782-2573. Shout out to all the cobalt enjoyers. Anyways, Three Shades of Blue is a band, specifically. They're playing a Take Your Time, which is a 648 Kingsway. Basically, Frasier and Broadway. Sorry, Frasier and Kingsway. They're playing with Demure, Lily Dippers, and Paisley Sagu. Should be great. Should be a fun time. 8 o'clock? Yeah. Bring money. $15, $10, $20. Bring some money. Should be dope. The Rock Shop, of all places, on the Granville Strip, they have a rock show. I don't think I've ever seen a show happening at the Rock Shop, unless this is a different rock shop, because I only know of one. Apparently, how they got into business was, they would make bootlegs of thrashed tour t-shirts from bands of old. And that's what I heard. It's just what I heard. And I'm gonna stop myself there before I get myself in legal trouble. Anyways, Rock Shop has a Versions post-rock band doing the thing. It's gonna be quite exciting. It's gonna be loud, so bring earplugs. Always a good choice. I'm always packing. I got like a pile of them at home. Earplugs are great. Protect your ears. Do need them. What else? Grey Lab, Corrode, Blimp, Rue, and Mech, Creato, all doing their all things there. Should be great. Should be fun. Also on deck over the Astoria, which apparently has revived itself from the dead. Trip Switch, Girls Nails, Kids with Knives, and Asterus at the Astoria. Oh, yeah, this is $20 at the door, or $10 if you bought it online. There might still be time for that. Doors at 8, Asterus at 9, Girls Nails 9:45, Kids with Knives 10:30, and Trip Switch 11:15. Apparently, there's free pool. Bend my rubber arm. That's tonight, Thursday night, at the Astoria, 8 o'clock for Trip Switch, Girls Nails, Kids Knives, and It's Nidrous. Over at Lana Lou's, Fever Dog is doing the thing with Bastards and the Furniture. They are a cross between, like, The Darkness and Kiss, and Fever Dog. So, if you like yourself some glam rockers, this might be for you. Yeah, should be pretty wild. Bring out your tasseled jacket. Fever Dog, Bastards, and the Furniture from California. They're up here now. Should be great. What else I got for today? That's all I got for today. So let's kick it off here a little bit here. This is going to be some music here from Nameless Friends. This is going to be their track. Let's just pick one. How about this one? This one's called Bitter Man. Smaller, it can't be better. Welcome back to the show. That was Back Break by Bill Kai. You can catch them doing that little ditty probably at the Cobalt tonight, Thursday night, with Kylie V, Lee Vow, and DJ Treachery doing their respective things. Should be pretty great. That was a pretty fun little track. It's pretty fun. They're a fun little band. Like them. Very friendly. Very nice. One band I forgot to mention, though you heard from them before, is from their beach. You heard their track, All This Living, off their album, We Were Born Here, What's Your Excuse? Maybe that has something to do with them being from Gimli, Manitoba. Where is that? Is it set on the coast of the Hudson Bay? Yes and no. Yeah. No, it's, It's the bottom of Lake Manitoba. We're looking here. Don't know much about the geography of Manitoba. Thousands of lakes. So many freaking lakes. Anyways, they're playing at Green Auto with Jack Garden and the Roundelays. So check that out at 1822 Pandora Street. In the alley. Entrance in the alley. Check it out. At the top of that set, you heard Nameless Faces. They're from London, Ontario. That was their track Bitter Man off their album Blasphemy. You can catch them at the Red Gate. They're playing with Felicia and the Jazz Rejects and Cat Larceny. This should be pretty fun. Pretty great. Yeah. So that's Thursday. Let's talk about the next. Okay, that day was Friday. Shout out to our Friday listeners. If you like the show so much, you can listen to it again Fridays at 8 p.m. Very exciting. Youth Lagoon is doing the thing for their tour, Too Rarely Do I Dream. They're doing with Valley James over there. Doors at 6:30, show at 7:30, and you're done at 10 p.m. I assume they have some out of dance night afterwards, so watch out for the crossover. A lot of weird stuff happens when the clubbers come in after the rockers. Some weird times back at Fortune with that one there. Woo! There. We just come on, stink up the place by moshing around, and these club people just trounced in our favorite cologne. No shame, but like, you know, it's quite the melange for the senses. Anyways, once again, Youth Lagoon, Valley James, Biltmore Cabaret, check it out. Here's a really cool one at the Fox Cabaret, just a skip and a hop from there. Che Ami Dorval is doing the thing with the local baroque pop enjoyer, Walgren. That is very nice. I do love very nice. Walgren, love their stuff. They're playing on Friday as well. Doors at 7 o'clock for this one. And Blue Sky's a thing. I could listen to a lot of Walgren, but we're gonna spread it out over here. Spread it out, music from Jamie Dovell. Alright, so check that out. Next up, over in New West, we have the 80th Action for some punk music with Dead Rights and Kids Help Bone at Bully's New West. 15 in advance, $20 at the door, 19 plus. It's gonna be a lot of punk. Oh, also Jester Events is doing the thing. Is this the comp? Oh, is it a band? Okay, I think it's in a. Oh yeah, it's a booking agent. People to book people. All right, cool. It's gonna be some punk rock for some punk rockers over there. 80th Action, classic graphic design of a nuclear bomb with their names etched into the clouds. Pick Studio Theater for the Mind there. Once again, Bullies for 80th Action, Dead Rights, Kids Help Bone tomorrow, Friday night at 7 p.m. Next up, back at in downtown, back in Vancouver, one of my new favorite sound techs and friends, Josh, celebrating one cell on the T, if you know what I mean. And they're having a party about it. He's having a party about it. And party about nothing. Cheap Flavor, Nymph, and Internet Gore doing a back-to-back set with Evan Install and Ito, all doing the thing. So throw down, respectively, for a fun night of. Oh yeah, Cheap Flavor. Yeah, they rip. They're a fun band. They also sell hot sauce. So if you like hot sauce and fast bands, reminiscent of Shadow Man on a Shadow Planet, you'll like that. I'll be working that one, so come on through for that one. Josh's Tea Party, Anti Nothing, Cheap Flavor, Nymph, Internet Gore, Evidence Doll, and Ito. Friday night at the Red Key. Green Auto, La Lune in the house, in the hiss, Shoplifter, Chlorine Time Machine. That's a good one. So it's gonna be some rockin'. Holy cow. Sounds like it's gonna be a loud one. Bring a snack, bring some earplugs, and some tip your bartender. They got too much stuff to deal with. Green Auto for La Lune, Piss, List, Shoplifter, and Chlorine Time Machine. Back in the downtown east side at the Healy Tomato Trader, stayed my favorite band of the name of the year so far, doing the thing with Naya Nan and the Sprouts. The Sprouts. Haven't heard the Sprouts in a while. I think I remember hearing them a while back. Yeah, this sounds familiar. Anyways, we'll hear some music from them in a little bit, because I like them. They're nice. Yeah, at the Heatley, 469 Heatley, Hastings and Heatley is for the use impaired, which is sometimes me. Next up, Grey Lab, Saband, Send a Thing with Kama Sutra Murder, Julien Lavoie, and Drink Tickets at the Grey Lab. So, a bit of a mixed bag. I don't know. Saband, I have some Saband ready to go here. They're doing like a Jazz Fusion Garage Rock kind of psych sound. So that's your bang. Go get it over at Grey Lab. Again, with Kama Sutra Murder, Julien Lavoie, Drink Tickets, and Saband. Cobalt, doing some post-rock things here. Pretty stacked bill here. Doer, Bring Me Flowers, Flash Wells, Doom Loops, Wish, and The Careers. Pretty busy night. Stacked stage. It's going to be a busy stage night for Tex, that one. So over at the Cobalt again. Doer, Bring Me Flowers, Better Swells, Doom Loops, Wish, and The Careers. Back at Take Your Time. This arrangement of words just sounds pleasant to me. Warm Belly, Tablespoons, Jars. I feel like all this could be like poetry or art, or poetry concrete. If I remember my poetic definitions from grade 5. But yeah. Let's see, what did I have anything about them? Couldn't find any relatable things here. How does everyone like to decide who is like that person? The band, because like URLs, people have to put why do people always put airport codes in front of it? Like YVR. When did we decide to start doing this? When did that become a thing? I blame Rush. Thanks, Geddy Lee. Yeah, dangus. No, I'm kidding. Yes, Geddy Lee's untouchable. The dude has a video about learning how to ride a toboggan. So like, how Canadian can you get? The only thing that can make it more Canadian is if you had a can of Molson, a big toucan. And a bit of back bacon waiting for him down at the bottom of the hill. Shout out to North. Last up, Pearl. The Pearl Downtown. Still haven't been there. Maybe you have. Theon, Damsel, and Lunchtime Band all doing their respective things at the Pearl. Pearl Downtown. That's the one. So, with that in mind, we're going to scoot along to some music here. We're going to get it started with some music from Che Ami Doval. So, this is going to be like some pop, folk, soul adjacencies. This is going to be their sensibilities. Oops.